Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline, bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It is our pal Dave Richard, fantasy football guru for CBS Sports. What's up, Dave?
Gentlemen, we are on the eve of Thanksgiving, and I am thankful to know you guys, play cards with you guys, help you win your fantasy leagues. It's been a good run so far.
Oh, thank you, Dave. That's very nice. We're thankful to have you on over the years, and I'm sure our listeners are thankful for all the advice that you have dispensed over the years.
And so, Dave, I went with my wife to the movies on Friday or Saturday night. I thought I was seeing a movie about you, King Richard, but it was about Richard Williams.
Right. Almost the same guy.
Yeah.
Almost the same guy. But you're more a king in our eyes.
Exactly.
Because you steer us in the right direction when it comes to fantasy football. Hey, real quick, just injury. Let's start with some injuries. What do you expect from Kyler Murray? Can we expect anything?
Well, he's on bye this week, so you don't have to worry about it. I'd imagine after the bye this week, he'll be good to go. Hopefully, DeAndre Hopkins will be back with him. I think the Cardinals were smart, both in their game plan without Kyler Murray. And by giving him as much time to rest as possible, he really needed that time. And we've seen it before from him. When he's hurt, he does not play well. He doesn't put up big numbers. Now I think we can expect him to be as close to 100% as possible when he comes back. Hopefully the same thing with DeAndre Hopkins, and we can start him with confidence.
Dave, I never thought I would say this in 2021, but I think I'm going to miss Joe Flacco this upcoming week against the Houston Texans. I think Zach Wilson is bad for Elijah Moore.
I think you're absolutely right. In the first few weeks of the season, when Elijah Moore was playing with Zach Wilson, he caught 9 of 22 targets. He didn't even average 10 yards per catch. It was a 41% catch rate. No touchdowns. With everybody else, literally any other quarterback in New York, his catch rate was 69%. His catch rate was right around 14 yards per grab. He had 4 touchdowns. He was amazing. The only things you can hope for with Elijah Moore is that Zach Wilson learned, okay, this guy is who I need to throw the ball to, right, one way or the other. And you know his playing time is going to go up. Remember, he had a concussion, so he wasn't quite there the whole time when Zach Wilson was playing. And they're taking on Houston. So it's one of the easiest matchups for him to have.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world, but I just can't sit Elijah Moore with the heater that he's been on over the past three games.
Agreed, but I think the expectation is now that he's more of a flex play, rather. I had him ranked as like a top 20 receiver with Joe Flacco.
Right. Because Flacco will just rip it. He just doesn't care. He's at that point in his career where he is just heaving the ball downfield and he's just ripping it.
And doing it with accuracy.
Yeah. Yeah, so Elijah Moore has to stay in lineups. 800-636-1067 is the number. We can go out to the listeners now. They definitely need some advice heading into week 12, which starts tomorrow at 12:30.
I'm starting to wonder if like Pastor Jacques has like a super phone or something. How is he so good at getting in and getting in early? When this segment blows up.
Touched by God. He's very close to God. That's what it is.
It's a great call. Yeah. Pastor Jacques.
Oh, boys, you guys always make me laugh. So I'm thankful for you guys, Dave. I'm thankful for you and the advice you've given. Actually, I won one of my leagues last year. I play in two leagues, and it's run by Brett. He runs a shop called Tobaccoology. It's a tobacco shop, a cigar shop, and the one of the prizes you get is a smoking jacket. And because all the guys know I call into the Junks every week for this fantasy advice, the actual logo of the Junkies is put on the side of the actual cigar jacket.
Oh, nice.
I got to send you that.
Very
one.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's trademark, cease and desist. Hey, stop. No, he's okay. He has our permission. Hey, Jacques, I dare do this, but, I mean, Jacques is like a saint. He and his family, they take in these kids that have heart issues and all these stuff. How are the kids doing?
The kids are actually doing really well. Thad, he's the one who had the heart transplant just a few months ago. And he came home from the hospital a month ago. He was in the hospital 100 days, 50 while he was waiting for the heart, and then probably about 50 days after that. But he came home a month ago, and he's got zero rejection right now.
And
he's getting stronger every day. Yeah, so it's pretty awesome.
I just want you to know that, I'm not going to hoard. I wanted to hoard drive, but I won't. All right, what do you got?
Kind of did. Was just saying that.
What do you got for Dave?
Okay. Dave, I got a question for you. I'm wondering if I should go ahead and start Tony Pollard tomorrow night, or do I wait? I've got Antonio Brown. He could be back, or do I maybe start T.Y. Hilton or Scaling, or just go ahead and put Pollard in there, especially with Zeke kind of being a little bit banged up. And then a second question, if I could sneak it in, Tua or Wentz as the quarterback this week?
I don't like either quarterback. I would put Tua ahead of Wentz just for this week. That Tua ahead of Wentz. I'm double-checking my rankings to make sure that's right. And we know the deal with Pollard. He's a total wild card every week as it is, but he doesn't have a very high ceiling. And it sounds like Zeke's going to play on Thanksgiving. It should be a great matchup for both of them against the Las Vegas Raiders. The one thing I will tell you is that you've got Valdes-Scantling. He's the ultimate risk-reward play in fantasy football. It's rare when he goes off 2 weeks in a row, and the Rams secondary is actually pretty good. So that would be the choice that I would have to make. I would imagine that Pollard probably has the higher floor, but not nearly as high of a ceiling. If you think you're going to need points to win this week, you can wait to see if Antonio Brown plays for the Bucs, and then if he doesn't play, you go with MVS.
Trav doesn't like when I ask Pastor Jacques about his kids. I get sized because that guy's a saint.
He is. He's a legit great person.
Saint. Yeah. All right, let's go to Steve in Warrington. Steve, what's up?
Morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Quick question. So I need two of three in the PPR, DJ Moore, Devontae Smith, or Eliza Mitchell if he plays.
Okay, so first we need to know how many kids have you saved, like Pastor Jacques. You know,
he made two that I know of.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's better than my answer. DJ Moore, I think at this point, is a must. Mitchell would be the other play if he's active.
All right, there you go, Steve. All right, buddy. Let's go to Ron in Frederick. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. I'm super thankful for you guys and your show. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, sir.
People are being so nice today. I think this might be – I don't think anybody's ever said that to us. Like, and all of a sudden, everyone's saying they're thankful for us.
They're grateful. They're thankful today.
Honestly, 25 years, I don't think anyone's ever just said they're thankful.
Kind of touching.
I'm a little bit touched.
A little bit touched over here.
Yeah, I might get a creeper.
You know about it because when one of you guys aren't there, we miss you. So that's where you know what you don't know what you have till you lose it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
Dave, I'm stuck in this Bills conundrum. I think they're broken, and they break our hearts every year. I got Josh Allen again. Last time I called, you mocked me for bringing up what's-his-face from North Carolina. But do I still keep him? I got Heinicke, and he's playing great. And what do I do with those two?
I'm sticking with Josh Allen. I'd hate to have him on my bench the week when he goes off, especially with a team like New Orleans, whose defense is starting to fade a little bit, versus Heinicke, who has played well the last couple of weeks, but I still view him as an inconsistent quarterback, where 1 week he's going to be great, and then the next week he just absolutely blows up on you, and you get 15 points. You can get 15 points on a bad week from Josh Allen. I don't think you can get 30 points on a good week from Taylor Heinicke. I think Allen's the one that you start.
What about Russ? What are you saying with Russ this week?
So that's a guy that I'm a lot more worried about, and that's someone that I think I'd rather start Heinicke over because Russ doesn't even have that upside anymore, and it's pathetic because
Why?
He's got two amazing receivers. He's off target, his offensive line doesn't protect him, and the offense is pretty misjointed. But other than that, he's fine.
Yeah, sounds great.
Well, how did he have such a good start to the first few games before he got hurt?
So he was connecting on the deep ball to Tyler Lockett in a couple of those early games. DK Metcalf also had a couple of really good catches, and he was getting good protection from his offensive line, and he had two working hands. Right now he's only got one hand that we know hasn't been surgically repaired, and the other one, I just think that it's causing him to be a little bit more off target. So you need a quarterback that's going to complete over 62-63% of the throws. You'd like that number to be closer to 70%. You'd like a quarterback that takes downfield shots. He's getting rid of the ball quickly, which is what their offense was supposed to be at the beginning of the year. It wasn't quite that.
And I can't help but wonder if he's just not the same guy because of the injury and because they're just trying to get rid of the ball quick. It's hard to throw 40 yards downfield when you throw the ball a second after you snap it.
All right, let's go to Dan in Alexandria. Dan, what do you got for Dave?
Hey, morning, guys. I'm super thankful for your producers. And EB, I have one child. Would you like to hear about him and talk about him some more?
I actually would. How old is your kid?
4 months old.
Well, that's boring. 4 months is not much going on there. A lot of pooping, right?
A lot of pooping, not a lot of sleeping, a lot of watching the junkies. That's it.
Perfect. Love that.
Cool. Prefer you to listen to the junkies.
Yeah, that's true. You can watch, just turn the volume down, but listen. All right, what do you got for Dave?
I'm a bit of a turkey myself here. I'm kind of in a lurch with my running backs. You got Mike Davis or Nyheim Hines, half-point PPR.
Oh my gosh, I feel terrible for you. You should go to the waiver wire and see what's there from DJ Dallas, Tevin Coleman. I actually like Tevin Coleman this week. It's like a one-week special for the Jets. He's the best running back now that Michael Carter's out for the next couple of weeks. He gets a lot of yards after contact, and the Texans give up a ton of it. They've allowed the second most missed tackles of any team in the league on runs, strictly on running back carries. So I think that there's a definite opportunity for Tevin Coleman to score and maybe even have a decent game, better than those guys, and he's widely available. I would see if you can get him. If you can't get him, look to Dontrell Hilliard of the Titans. Look to Ty Johnson. I was about to say T.Y. Johnson, but that's not right. Ty Johnson of the Jets. He smiles out there. Even Rex Burkhead of the Texans would be a better play than those two guys.
Ty Johnson, by the way, he a Terp. Went to Maryland.
Yep.
He a Terp.
Sure is.
Got to root for that guy.
Dave, I actually have a little bit of a running back conundrum. I'm leaning towards starting Damien Harris, but I also have Josh Jacobs and Tony Pollard.
Yeah, I think I have Jacobs ranked. If it's PPR, it's going to have Jacobs ahead of Sanders. But it's close between the two of them, and I'm a little nervous about Jacobs myself.
Not Sanders, Damien Harris.
Oh, Jacobs is what I meant to say. Harris is what I meant. If I said Sanders, I apologize. I got a bunch of different things going on in my head right now. Jacobs is the one that I would start of them all. But if you've got a gut feeling about Damien Harris, man, don't fight it.
Go with it.
My gut stinks.
We're going to go with the speed round. There's no small talk. One question only, no trade questions, no dumb questions. Dave's decision is final. You're contractually bound by it. Use the player's full name if he has a common last name like Smith, Williams, Davis, Jones, Wilson, or Sanders. No Bluetooth, no speakerphones.
All right.
If you slide into pleasantry at the end, we may chuckle.
Cakes, I just picked up the Texans defense.
Okay.
Playing the Jets.
They are playing the Jets. That's true.
All right, let's go to...
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Dave hates it, actually.
Let's go to Marlo. Speed round, go.
Need one. Ezekiel Elliott, A.J. Dillon, Melvin Gordon.
A.J. Dillon.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. Let's go to Kyle. Speed round, go.
Half-point PPR, need one. Robbie Anderson, Michael Gallup, Marvin Jones Jr.
Gallup.
Alex, speed round, go.
Adrian Peterson or Golden Tate?
Adrian Peterson was released.
You just cut him, yeah.
That was a bit.
It had to be a bit.
Where's Golden Tate?
Golden Tate signed with the practice squad with the Titans, I think, yesterday or the day before.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Go to David. Speed round, go.
Need two out of the four, full PPR. Godwin, McLaurin, Swift, Mixon.
You bomb squad.
It's going to be Swift and Mixon.
He's not playing McLaurin. Wow.
I mean, full PPR. I mean, DeAndre Swift is getting run into the ground by Dan Campbell, which you love.
That's okay. Take him on a depleted Bears defense.
Yep.
Dude will catch as many passes as McLaurin. He'll get more yards than McLaurin.
Yep.
Let's go to Scott. Speed around. Go.
Aaron Rodgers or Justin Herbert? How you doing?
Herbert.
By the way, Valdez, I think, not to interrupt speed round, but I think I'm going to need the G. Gordon Liddy font on the computer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I need to ramp it up.
Do you need a pee jar, too?
I
might need some glasses.
I need some glasses. I just hate going to the store. Get the eye puff. I don't want that. Let's go to Rod. Speed round, go.
Pick one combo. Wentz, Pittman Jr. or Russ, DK?
It's going to be the Seahawks combo.
All right, let's go to Chris Richmond. Speed round, go.
PPR need one. Mitchell, Jeff Wilson, or Damian Harris? Fit season.
Let's lean toward Harris as the safer guy for now.
I just can't tell you how much Valdez beams when he gets
he's
a bit
smiling
season
till
reference.
Noon today.
Oh
after
my
that.
God. Let's go to Todd. Speed round, go.
PPR, Lockett or Pittman?
Lockett.
Go to Keith. Speed round, go.
PPR, Cole Beasley, Kenny Galladay.
I think it's got to be Galladay.
Waiver wire, sir.
Let's go to Phil. Speed round, go.
Backup quarterback.
Oh, man.
No odds.
See if we can end on a better note.
Got to have some standards and rules.
Let's get a Thanksgiving zing from our guy, John DePompa.
We expect
hey,
nothing
John.
Less.
Hey, Derek. I'm in a PPPLC GCF league. Eat it, Matt Valdez. It's a points per people little cakes got sized for. Should I start Mrs. Hafer or Johnny Parks?
Wow, that's deep. I remember Mrs. Hafer. What's
now,
the second
I,
one?
Now,
Johnny
did,
Park.
No, now, I did write a love letter to Miss Hafer.
Yeah.
Because I was a second grader.
Yeah.
But my man Johnny Park introduced me basically to heavy metal in high school. Advantage, John Park!
Wow. Music greater than maybe potentially hooking up with your teacher?
I'm going to hook up with my second grade teacher.
What do you think is the early... Well, it's not really hooking up. I don't want to get Dave involved in this.
Yeah, it's a very sordid tale.
I'm starting to go down
Dave,
the
what
does
the Richard Thanksgiving look like?
We're staying at home. Wife's making the traditional home-cooked meal with all the fixings. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, it's a great holiday.
And Dave's just going to be watching football all day long, which we love.
That's right. I'm not going to stay in the kitchen unless I'm there to eat something.
Yep, you're working.
Fresh out of the oven.
Work day for Dave.
Exactly.
Right. All right. Thank you, buddy. Enjoy the holiday.
Later, guys.
All right, man.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
That's our pal Dave Richard, who you can hit up on Twitter, @DaveRichard.
So Johnny Park.
Johnny Park, that was my guy.
Has been mentioned on this show as often as Miss Hafer? No.
No, but
both of them are infrequent.
I mean, I don't even know the Johnny Park reference. And I've been working alongside you.
He basically got me turned on to like Ozzy Osbourne, Metallica,
where
stuff like that
meet,
in high school. He was a burner, a burnout
Roosevelt
Korean
kid.
Dude that I met that wore like a jean jacket and had
long hair. Yes, he gave cakes the first metal tapes.
He was my guy.
Johnny Park.
Good dude.
Good guy.
No idea what's happened to him since high school.
I literally haven't seen this person in, I'm 51, 30 plus years.
Right.
I hope he's doing well.
My guy, Rod Wilson's one of the first guys that gave me a Rare Essence tape.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you were getting heavy metal,
yes.
And I was getting like Rare Essence and Junkyard Band audio cassettes.
I think Rare Essence is doing like, I want to say like a 40-year anniversary gig at MGM National
That's
Harbor
amazing.
In 2022.
It's amazing.
Keep going. Keep
all right,
doing
we still
it.
Got best-selling author John Feinstein. He will join us at 9 o'clock. And we've got a turkey parlay coming up at 9:45. We're going to pick big, fat winners for Thanksgiving. That's all coming up here on The Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BC Sports Washington. John Feinstein will join us at 9. We have our turkey parlay coming up at 9:45. A lot of people may actually be picking against us, like, as a group on these parlays. Mm-hmm. Can you just fade a whole parlay?
Sure. Of course you can. Why wouldn't you be able to fade? Just go opposite of...
You can't. Because it doesn't work.
I think it would
sometimes.
Be tough. I didn't ask him. I did the Wes McElroy show yesterday in Richmond. And he sent me a text this morning. And he was like, are you guys doing your parlay? And the only thing that I can possibly think of is he's going to bet against our parlay.
Yeah, I think you have to do it individually. Because like when Drab bets like an F1 guy to win a race,
right?
You can't really bet the field or against
you,
it.
You can probably fade every one of the plays on the Friday parlay or the Turkey Day parlay like
maybe
we're doing today.
Maybe that's what he's thinking of doing.
But we can't do that on the Monday nights because we're doing like player props that are like plus 200 or 300.
Yeah. By the way, I would
so
like,
there's no other way to bet against it. There's no other side against it.
Well, a lot of them are that way too, though.
No, not necessarily the Friday ones. There's definitely, if we had five plays, four out of the five plays, you could most likely fade. If you looked at our stuff last week, every single one, there was an opposite side.
He must be looking because he just wrote, can I get a Junks Thanksgiving Day parlay? He must be looking to fade each of the games.
He'd be a winner if he faded
right?
me.
He would.
He'd be a winner if he faded
Here's
me.
Another thing I'm thankful for. We're at Thanksgiving Eve. I'm thankful for our listener in Baton Rouge, mm-hmm. at Bayou Nelson, who tweeted that he went against the ever-popular Always Bet Against Cakes, and he cashed in a ticket at his local casino because he took the under, like I told him to, in the Lions-Browns game last weekend. Congrats. I hope you spend that money on a nice bottle of wine, Bayou Nelson.
Well, they lost it the next day, or next show, because you had the Tony over yardage.
Okay. He didn't tweet me a picture of that ticket, so he cashed in on the Lions-Browns winner.
And you have a good tingle for today. You announced this like around 6:10 this morning.
My tingle is going to be in the parlay.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
this
is a big one. You love it.
I would do naughty things to this
pick. It's an NFL
pick, yeah.
Is it a total? Can you tell us?
It's a total play, yes.
Yeah, I know you so well.
It is a total play.
So there's a game you think there's going to be a ton of points scored.
No.
Oh, the other way. I'm targeting
an under.
It's a dud.
Big
you're
dud-a-rama.
Looking at a game that you hate. It's probably pretty obvious.
I think it's pretty obvious. If you look at the slate of the three Thanksgiving Day games, you could probably pick out
the
dud of the group.
And you're riding the high of your under hit because that one wasn't even close.
I might be.
It was 7-0, like at halftime.
I mean,
like,
know him.
You
look at him.
You're gonna have to.
It's a good read.
You're gonna have to stay
he
tuned.
Hit that under. He hit that under.
Stay tuned.
He's going to the well. He might be going to the well.
It's
one
just
too
like
many
you're
times.
An easy read. I know deep down you think Washington's gonna win against Seattle, but you're protecting your heart.
Right. No. You can never know who's gonna win. I think we should probably win.
Right. But you don't want to pick them.
I don't want to have faith because I promised myself I will never have faith in them again.
They shouldn't win. They're going to win on Monday Night Football. I am fully convinced
of it. A lot of cakes proclamations
today. I'm officially betting on Seattle.
I am completely convinced. Here's why I'm convinced.
What's the line now? Is it like one?
Drab has sold me on how bad the Drab Hawks actually are.
Right.
And, of course, I've seen the results.
So what's the game? It's obviously going to be Houston Jets.
No, it's a Thanksgiving Day game. It's one of the three games
on
Thanksgiving.
Can't you just wait? It's called a teaser.
Yeah, just keep it in your pants.
It's Chicago, Detroit.
Keep it in your pants.
Keep it in your
under.
Pants.
All right. Chicago, Detroit under.
It might be. It could be.
It's not Dallas. They score a ton of points.
Not recently.
I mean, they're down a lot of receivers. CeeDee Lamb doesn't look like he's going to go.
Right.
Amari Cooper out already.
It's not that.
It could be.
Yeah.
It's probably not.
But that's at 9:45.
Potentially could be.
Look, we had Coach Rivera on the show yesterday, and it was another fun interview. I think a lot of people are enjoying. Sometimes it's adversarial. Sometimes there's some sparring back and forth.
There was definitely some sparring.
Absolutely. But I think it's good-natured.
To me, it was good-natured.
I think so.
I'm always having fun.
I think he's starting to like us a little bit.
I don't take myself seriously. I mean, if he takes it seriously, that's on him. I'm just having fun.
No, I think Coach Rivera is starting to like us. One of the things that we asked him about, and it's something that a lot of callers have brought up to us over the last several weeks, and it's something that is true statistically. Ron Rivera's teams, dating back to Carolina and now with Washington, have been better in the second half. Here's what Coach Rivera said about that.
You often were a second-half team. That's been the characterization, right? You often played better, right? This is a mark of a well-coached team. They played better in the second half. That seems to be the trend here again. Obviously, you want to get off to a better start, but is there something to the effect of your philosophy on coaching and why your team would do better in the second half versus the first half? Are you like paring things down typically as the season progresses, you know? I mean, like what happens that's kind of
okay, you're talking about second half of the season. I'm trying to think about second half game.
Second half of the season.
You know, it's funny because if you look at the change and the transition that we've had, that's the one thing I try to get everybody to understand. This is my 9 years in Carolina. We had 9 different secondaries. We never had the same secondary. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's the truth. It's just, you know, because of contracts, because of, you know, trying to get the drafts correct, trying to get the free agency correct. And I've been saying this, as these guys get more and more comfortable and they work together a little bit more, because you look at the secondary, it's completely different from last year. I mean, the only real constant that's been there has really been Cam Curl. You know, we've moved people all over the place. So as guys settle into a spot now, you know, you start to see things come together and being able to have some consistency on the names on your roster is completely, you know, something that you need. And if you look at the stretch we had from 2013 to 2017 in Carolina, with exceptions of the injuries we had in 16, that was pretty much the same core. You know what I'm saying? And so if we can get the core established early as to who that group of guys is going to be going forward and avoid the catastrophes in terms of injuries, you know, you'll play more consistent. But we've struggled this year because, again, look at the injuries we've had. You know, our whole right side of our offensive line has been out for 5 weeks, you know.
Valdez, what would your response to the injuries be to Coach Rivera?
Boo-hoo.
I knew that would be your response.
But I understand what he's saying is that if you're having this shuffling your deck every single season, you're not really going to start out with the consistent W's
specifically as it relates to here. I mean, you could obviously point to the secondary's failings as to why they got off to such a bad start.
Well, you can understand that, but also if you're shuffling your new quarterback in every single season, that's probably your biggest problem.
A big one.
Are you buying it? We just put that up as the Junkies poll of the day.
But I don't
presented
really
by Van Meter Homes. Do you buy Coach Rivera's teams, including this Washington football team, being better in the second half of the season?
Well, I mean, isn't that documented, like what he's done?
He has been so far, or maybe you think it's kind of fluky.
No, not here, like in Carolina.
Yeah.
I think there's something to it. And I wanted to buy into, and maybe it's along the same lines. We had a caller call in, right? And he said that he feels like Ron, in the first half of the season, they kind of try everything, and then as the season progresses, they start paring it down. Now, like, Taylor really knows, especially when you have young quarterback like Valdez does, and said in terms of experience. Heineke's still figuring out what works at this level, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
he's still learning as he goes.
But certainly, offensively, we're a lot better on third down than we used to be.
But I guess my question to Ron would be, why is it that these plug-and-play players that you have now aren't up to speed as some of the other players in the beginning of the season, right? They're in the same system to start training camp.
Right.
Why are these backups... Or why are these
doing
new players?
The
no, we're
guys.
Not doing better. But why is the learning curve so big?
Right, it's not unique. His situation is not unique among the 32 teams. Yes, he can say, "Well, in Carolina, we had new secondary and all that stuff." But it took him a while to figure out how to move Landon Collins. Right, so they got burned in early games because Landon Collins wasn't in the best position that they have now figured out he's better in this hybrid type position.
Why does it take Ron six games to figure out the right combination of things?
He's just a notorious slow starter. That's just what he is. He's better as the season progresses. There's no real explanation for it.
No, there's got to be an explanation for it.
Team gels.
But this all goes out the window if they lose on Monday. Not that the season's shot, but I mean, you darn near have to almost run the table.
Well, and then statistically, look, they can be better in the second half if they finish 4-5, which is not good, but it's better than 2-6. So that would be better. Like, you have to really kind of like look at it all. Because to me, yes. If you look at all of his seasons,
you think it's a fluke.
They have tended to be a little bit better in the second half.
You think it's a fluke?
I tend to lean probably a little bit more towards fluke. And it's very early here in Washington. Like, it made sense last year that they got off to a rough start, but it's not like they were on some super heater down the stretch. You know, they did just enough to get to 7 wins.
No, but it does also make sense that they would struggle this year. They lose the quarterback they brought in to build around. Taylor got like no reps in camp by most accounts.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I mean, I think he was getting second team reps.
I mean,
reps.
They didn't have Samuel, who they planned for.
I mean, because we kept hearing. He was definitely getting reps because we kept hearing, because a lot of people were hopeful that Heineke had a chance to win the
second
position.
Team reps.
We heard
totally
that he
different.
Wasn't looking as good as
Fitzpatrick.
Yeah,
like second team reps are like 10% of the reps.
I understand that, but he was getting enough reps that the people that were out there watching were saying he wasn't looking that good.
Well, I think that was because, you mean Fitz?
No, that
Heineke
wasn't looking as good as Fitz. And then we had that whole conversation, well, maybe he's a game player and he just doesn't show that well.
Well, I always maintained that Taylor's not a guy that's going to wow you in practice.
Correct.
That's why he went undrafted, because he is a gamer. He is one of those guys that just, you know.
Right, he didn't play at a high-profile program. He's small.
He doesn't have a big arm. So
injury-prone.
I don't know. Look, they can
knocks against them.
They can prove me wrong. They're already trending towards better in the second half. It's hard not to be better in the second half when you start off 2-6 in the first half. That's a low bar. So they're going to be better in the second half. Is that going to happen every season under Coach Rivera? I'm not sold. Are they better now than they were in the first half? For sure. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I'm not saying that next year they're going to start out poopy again.
Well, but that's the reputation, is that he coaches his teams up and they're always better in the second half.
I understand, but
do you buy that?
I think that there might be some reason, but I think it can be corrected.
You think it's an anomaly?
JP does. I don't necessarily. I don't know. I think there's just a confluence of a lot of factors. You know, players being hurt, players you count on not being there, trying things out, and then as the season progresses, you figure out what works best with these guys. Like what they had done with Landon. I feel like offensively, Scott Turner and Taylor and those guys, they're hitting their stride, man.
And you also should get better if and when Logan Thomas and Curtis Samuel and those guys get back on the field. Now, I have my doubts about Curtis Samuel. I think Logan Thomas will be back possibly for the Seattle game. You'd like to see Curtis Samuel, the guy you're paying $12.5 million to this year, actually take the field at some point.
Now, to give him credit,
he should improve the offense.
I'll say this, that he must have a really good ability to keep his teams locked in the second half.
Engaged.
Meaning some teams will just punt, and they're out of playoff contention, and they'll just collapse because they don't care. He finds a way to have his teams continue to fight in the second half of the season.
Also, thank God for the seventh wild card. The seventh spot. Or
that
the extra wild card.
Yeah, it keeps everybody alive.
That seventh spot is huge.
All right, let's go to Tony.
By the way, here's the record difference, because I had to look it up. First half of the season, including Carolina, and this might be off by a game or two, but 30-30-1, which is a .469 winning percentage, first half of seasons. Second half of the season, 48-36, which is a 57%. I mean, it's a 10% difference.
Pretty big. Tony. Tony?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Good morning.
Hey, buddy. What's up, man?
Hey, how y'all? Hey, I missed the interview yesterday, but I hope y'all grilled them, man.
we had a little fun. I mean, EB said basically that Carolina will always pick against the Panthers with coach on.
I think
because they're the Panthers.
Him.
He was slightly offended by that one.
He was not happy with that.
The Panthers were an expansion team, and that they've always sucked while coach has been there for 10 years.
Yeah. Hey, I got something quick for y'all, man. I mean, I'm just listening to all the comments and stuff like that, not just from, you know, just listening to the radio, period. And I want to ask, man, with, you know, people got to keep in mind the expectations they had for the defense, man, before we started the season, basically, like, losing and all that. I mean, how come now when we turn things around, they can't say, well, the guys actually showing up, you know, it's actually that you know, they living up to the expectations. They just started bad or whatever. You know, because I'm hearing, or they caught Tom Brady at a bad game, or they caught Cam at a good time and stuff like that. But if them guys would have beat us, it would have just been another win. Mm-hmm. Why can't we get the credit that we do?
I'm giving them credit. I know that narrative, and I've heard that narrative that you're referring to, but I'm giving them credit.
I think, and you know, our record against Seattle was 12-9, man. We done won way more than we lost to Seattle. We're worse than 10.
Yeah, but what are we like in our last 10?
You're looking at lifetime?
Yeah, what are we in our last 10? And we probably pwned them in the 70s.
Please go back to Jim Zorn years.
Yeah, but what are we in the last 10? Have you looked at that?
No, I ain't looked at that, but I know that we going to get this win Monday night, man.
Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving, Tony.
Call in on Tuesday if we get it.
Okay, I will, man. All right, here we go.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Under the radar, I'm surprised the golf nerds didn't bring up the match on Friday.
Wow.
I'm watching like a replay of Inside the NBA and Tom Brady. I mean, he just gets executive producer credit for the match now. Hey, he's not participating.
You know what? He's got an amazing
life. Stroking Phil Mickelson, who I guess isn't part of this match. Is this the Bryson versus Koepka deal?
Correct. You know, I haven't paid that much attention. I think so, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I think that Phil is maybe one of the producers, too.
Yeah, they said he's executive producer. Yeah.
Phil's going to be
commentating
in the booth with Charles.
Right.
And Barkley. They just showed DeChambeau hitting it from the top of the win. And there was a Brooks Koepka target 500 yards away.
It's kind of a funny bit.
Which I guess he hit.
I can't even remember. Did they do it on the Friday?
Yeah, when does this happen, Thuddies?
This is the 26th.
Friday.
Okay. Four o'clock.
If I mean,
12 holes.
I'll obviously watch it if I'm around, you know, thinking about it. but
I will be glued.
You'll be glued.
Of course.
This is the highlight of the weekend. This is bigger than any football game tomorrow.
All right, it's pretty big.
He always says that because the Ravens play on Monday night. Correct.
No, not on Monday night.
Washington plays on Monday night.
They play Sunday night.
Sunday night. I know.
The Ravens play in prime time every week. It's hard to keep track.
It is hard to keep track.
All right, we've got EB's mom on the line.
Yes,
Mrs. Bickle, who we should wish a happy Thanksgiving to a day in advance.
Right, I know we haven't talked to mom in a while. Thought
happy
it'd be a
Thanksgiving,
good time
Mrs. Bickle,
to check in.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Thank you. Same to
mom,
you,
mom. Why don't you tell everybody? Give us your order of your favorite Thanksgiving Day food items. Just give us like your top two or three.
Oh my goodness. I think I love cranberry salad and I love the stuffing.
Hold up. When you say cranberry salad, that just sounds weird. What do you mean cranberry salad?
It's a jello salad with cranberries and pineapple and grapes and celery in it. And you.
Oh, stop. Celery? You had to throw celery in with all those other really good items?
And nuts. I love nuts.
Nuts I can deal with in with the other fruits, but celery is kind of weird, personally.
Yeah, I like that. And then I like to make my own stuffing, and I like to put apples in it. So, yeah, I like those.
You put apples in the stuffing?
Yeah.
Is that like a country thing? I didn't even know that.
No, I found it in a recipe book.
You know what? I bet you Mrs. B loves mincemeat pie.
I've heard of that. I don't know what that is.
You know what that is, Mom?
Oh, yes. My mother used to make it. I did not like it. But as I grew older, I appreciated it a little bit, but I didn't really like that.
Right.
Pumpkin pie is my favorite.
So here's Thanksgiving. This might sound strange to people, but I basically haven't had Thanksgiving largely with my mom or my dad when he was alive, probably since my early 20s. Because once we got married, we did that married bit where...
You pushed it to your wife's department.
Well, no, it's that Thanksgiving is always on my wife's side of the family.
Right. Yeah. Same thing.
So
like cakes,
the one day a year we see
cakes
her...
Cakes does the Wertheimers.
Sure. Yeah, it's the one day a year we see her side of the family.
I get it.
So, I don't even really... I know my mom used to make... Didn't you used to make a green bean casserole, Mom?
Well, I guess, but it wasn't a regular thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people make that regularly. I used to make a potato dish everybody liked. They had carrots in it, and you whip them, and sour cream. Everybody in my family liked that.
So is the Bickle Thanksgiving at your place? See, the problem is you have two brothers. They're all married. You have a sister.
I think this time she's just going with my sister.
Right.
My sister, her husband is in the Air Force. He actually works on like Air Force One.
Well, I mean, plus, that's her favorite. Like, we always tease cakes.
Oh,
Carissa's the favorite?
She might. She's zoomed up.
I mean, she's not going to say it, but...
My sister has zoomed up the power
rankings. She's
not
the one with the bullet?
Yeah, she's zoomed up
the power. She's the one who visits the most often, helps the most.
Her RPI, strength of schedule, is strong. Yeah.
Who's at the bottom?
I do not have a favorite, you guys.
Who's the bottom tier?
I don't know.
Everyone has a favorite. Cakes is Juliet's.
No, incorrect.
No, it's 100% sure. It's 100% true.
100% true. Yeah, we already sniffed that out last year.
Fake news.
I get credit for that,
too. Did you bring bagels to Kurt every Friday when he was in college?
No. The evidence is obvious. Mom, Carissa has zoomed up. She has zoomed up the power rankings, right?
Who calls me every day? She would hardly ever miss.
That's pretty impressive.
Pretty good.
I mean, solid.
I can't do that.
I mean, she definitely visits the most often.
I mean, you can do it. You don't do it.
Well, no. Here's the thing. I just want to know.
Not that I do. I don't call my mom every day.
No. My mom. Here's the thing. My mom keeps track.
Right. Yeah.
She's got a scoreboard.
Joke.
Tally.
Like, she keeps track. Yeah, so I know. Marks. Like, oh man, it's been a couple days. I better call. My mom. Here's
Matt
my
called
mom,
yesterday.
I'm 51 years old. Mm-hmm. Okay. My mom still puts guilt trips on me. You know,
right.
I mean,
that's a staple of every mother.
It never ends.
Yeah, I don't think that's exclusive.
So I'll call her and she will say, I haven't heard from you in a few days.
That's all moms. I don't think it's just your mom. Trust me.
That is every mom.
Trust me. Does your mom do that? Does your mom say, I haven't heard from you?
Every once in a while, but I keep good tabs on them.
So what does that mean?
I call them all the time.
What is all the time?
Called them my dad yesterday to talk about Gonzaga.
Of course you did. You love the Zags.
Nice win against UCLA. Congrats.
Hold up.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think your aim is to call me once a week. And to me, that's not enough. But I appreciate that. So, be grateful. Here's the thing.
Twice a week's not difficult.
Here's the thing. I definitely try to call her once a week, for sure.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. And it, I don't know if you guys have the same issue, but when you call my mom, she wants you, she expects you, she's insulted if you don't spend 30 minutes. So you can't just call and say, hey, mom, hey, just check it in. Because really, all I'm doing is checking
right.
in.
Right.
I'm just, I want to make sure everything's okay. What do you got? What's going on? And then, but it's a third, like if I don't give her 30
minutes. I feel you, EB.
And so it makes it hard because I have to carve out 30 minutes or I get a guilt trip.
I feel you. My mom's not with, you know, unfortunately right. she's not here, but she would say this all the time. Why do you always call me while you're driving? The reason why is because there's an exit strategy. Like once you get somewhere.
Well, also, it's like killing two birds.
Right.
Mom, here's news to you, mom. I don't know if you know this. You're the only person I ever call. I don't call anyone. Unless I'm in the car, like JP says, I might call Squirrel, check on him.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like at my house, I literally never call anyone.
Well, Eric, you will Except have to
you.
Learn on your own.
What?
When Stephen, you have to learn on your own this learning. When Stephen gets married or Megan, and you call them once a while.
Right.
Or they call you once a while, and it's a 5-minute conversation.
Yeah.
You're not happy with that. You want to know more. You want to.
Mrs. Bickle, he snuck in his call on the show, which is brilliant.
Wow, look at the
and
time.
Here's the thing. We have a commercial break.
All right, maybe,
that's a perfect exit strategy.
I feel bad because we didn't even get to touch base. Maybe you touch base later. Yeah,
call her after the show, EB.
Yeah, that's true.
You call her after the show.
That's true. But I do
or visit.
I have something I listen to every day. It's
you can visit.
No, I know.
Pop over.
She's coming over. No,
a little pop over.
I always invite her to my house. She's coming over Friday.
She's going to be driving to your house when she's 100. No offense. I mean, you could pop over.
I told her she could live with me. Yeah. I told her she could live with me.
All right, Mrs. Bickle, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Great to hear you. And hopefully I'll see you soon.
Okay. Hope
I'm going
to
pop over.
You guys again and have a great Thanksgiving.
All right. Ooh, all right, I'll call you, Mom.
That all right, coming up next.
I love nuts. I love nuts.
Okay, so you if JP doesn't pop over, you don't? Oh, then you go way down
he's
your
power
rankings.
He's not going to pop over because he's not going to be in that area anymore. He was popping over, and he was nice.
Right, because his mom lived across the street.
Yeah, and he was checking the house.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's not doing it anymore. Right. The popovers, I know him, are
limited.
Done.
They're not completely
they're done.
Yeah. But I will do a sweep where I pop over to like four families once in a while.
Yeah.
All right, John Feinstein, best-selling author, joins us next. Here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.